Good evening, Rick, everyone on the net tonight. Well, another busy weekend for me. Last week I'd finished up the flower boxes for my wife, got those done. In the interim, my cousin down in Flushing said, "Oh, fantastic, will you make me one?" So that's what I did yesterday. We were off to Menards to pick up the lumber for it. Spent most of the day in the shop in the basement putting it together, got it all built and done. This morning I got it burnt, so used basically the flame blower to burn it itself. Then the wife got the linseed oil and that on it to seal it up. Also did ours. She didn't get to ours last week, so she got that done. Plus she got one done for my cousin, so that was done. Today I did get the lawn mowed. I got everything trimmed and done there. I got the garden tilled in between rows and everything cleaned up in the garden. I got to go out and water good here tonight, even though we're supposed to get some rain. It's just like powder out there. Worked to help my wife weed around the back garden. Got some of that done. So again, worked outside the entire day. One other thing, let me break here. For those that have the ham clock, the Envato ham clock, or some other version, the server is now not functioning correctly. The old server that it was on, it is missing some things now. Some things are still functioning. Some other things are not. So it is this time kind of working its way down. I did switch over my one in the shack here tonight. The one that I chose, there's two of them out there. One is being run by an individual. So, again, you could run into the same problem. If something happens to them, then there's somebody to take over. The other one that I chose is an open source one. It's supposedly done by several different people, and again, open source. So that's the one that I chose. Fairly simple. Boy, they really made it sound complicated on the website. Lots of things to do, how to make your own factory restored, and how to restructure your ham clock, and this and that. And it was basically a type in a statement at the beginning that redirects it to the new server. It loaded right up as it did. It did all the call sign and everything as I had before. The only difference, I'm going to have to go back, is I have a 24-inch monitor, and it is not running full screen. So I am missing about 2 inches on each side that doesn't have anything on it. So all the way around there's a border. So I don't know if there is a setting in it. I'm going to have to log out of it and then log back in with the settings and see if there is something that can change that. I imagine there is. So I know in the old one it wanted to know if you wanted it full screen, and I'm going to have to restart that and see what happens. But it is updated. It seems to be functioning okay, so that's a good thing. I will have to do that to my second one that I use for demonstrations, and that hasn't been updated in a while, so I'm going to have to get that one updated. So that's what I got. Rick, I take it that you've switched with Dave since he was up tonight, so let me know if that's a fact so I can update the log here and the roster for it. So this is KC8YVF back to net.
KC8YVF, KCBOA. I did not touch bases with Dave. I didn't hear anybody on. It was after 7 o'clock, so I just picked the net up. Now, next week, I may have a challenge getting home in time for the net. So that could be a problem for me next week. We'll move on to KD8PAZ. Minnie, go ahead and pick it up with Mike on standby. KCBOA.